Well, federal parliament has finally passed key legislation setting up the national broadband network after the lower house was recalled for a special one-day sitting yesterday. But it's the future of the government's mining tax that's in question this morning after Greens leader Bob Brown has had a change of heart, saying his party no longer supports a cut to the company tax rate from 30% to 29% for large businesses. That company tax rate is a key sweetener in the overall mining tax package. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studio. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, what's Bob Brown up to here? He's had months to flag an issue with the proposed cut to the company tax rate. What's going on?
Well, of course, we only saw the announcement last week of the final details of the tax, so it's suddenly become an issue. I think he's looking at equity. He's disappointed that the government has given away so much in the compromises it's made all through. He's distinguishing the Greens from the government and by taking this separate position.
And do you think he means what he says? Because we spoke with Resources Minister Martin Ferguson on Friday about, we were talking about the final version of the mining tax, and he seemed pretty clear then that he thought Bob Brown and the Greens ultimately would support it.
They'll play to the gallery, they'll move their amendments, but then they'll let the government have its way. Because frankly, this is a formal agreement signed with the mining companies with the 2nd of July. It went through the election period and we are determined to put it in place.
They'll play to the gallery, they'll move their amendments. Is that all he's doing here? Because Bob Brown is saying that the 1% company tax will wipe away half of the proposed income tax from the mining. But can he support the mining tax, which he says he's committed to, but not the company tax rate? Can he split them?
This will depend on the absolute detail of the legislation, and I don't think we can be clear about this at this particular point. If it was two separate pieces of legislation then in one package, then presumably he could, and it would also depend on what the opposition did. The opposition is, of course, opposed to the mining tax, but if it could split away the company tax change, then maybe it would do that. So it will depend on the form and the detail. However, at the end of the day, I still think it's unlikely that the Greens would oppose the mining tax change. So if it was all bound into one, maybe they would in the end have to give way.
Well, not surprisingly, business's reaction to Senator Brown's announcement this morning is not all that positive. We'll be hearing from the CEO of the Australian Industry Group, Heather Ridout, in just a moment. Meanwhile, Michelle, the Bali conference in people smuggling, regional members have gathered on the island for this conference and a common approach to try and develop a common approach to processing asylum seekers. Again, you'd have to say East Timor still sounds lukewarm about being the home of any regional processing centre, as Julia Gillard has proposed.
Well, pretty cold, actually. I think the noises coming out of East Timor, again, are very negative. It's all not a priority for them, all off into the never-never. They're sending a low-level delegation to this conference. There is absolutely no sign that I can see of progress on that centre. And as for their conference overall, they'll probably come out with some sort of regional framework. There'll be positive talk about that. There'll be good intentions to act against people smugglers more toughly. But for Chris Bowen and the Australian government, it is very much over the horizon stuff. It doesn't present any answer to this immediate, very intractable problem of mounting numbers of asylum seekers.
Or give the government any clothes to wear in terms of a policy. Michelle, Labor's election massacre, really can't call it anything else, in New South Wales over the weekend was on everybody's minds yesterday in Canberra. Prime Minister Julia Gillard says she wants to work with the new New South Wales Premier, Barry O'Farrell, on the big reform issues like health, transport and climate change. Let's have a listen.
I believe Mr O'Farrell is a reasonable man. He's a moderate Liberal. He will bring that spirit to discussions with the federal government. I do not believe Mr O'Farrell will follow Tony Abbott in his extremism.
So complimentary about the new Premier, but really, Michelle, those comments more about relations with Tony Abbott than Barry O'Farrell.
I think both. She's used the point to just score politically against Tony Abbott, but also it is very important for the federal government to get on with the New South Wales government, and frankly it's important the other way too, because Barry O'Farrell has a big task on his hands, and some of that will require federal cooperation. There is a genuine feeling in the federal government that things will be a bit more difficult with another Liberal government, but it's not impossible to build a reasonably positive relationship. However, it started on a fairly negative note because the federal government is refusing to allow the money that it promised in the campaign for the Parramatta to Epping railway to be redirected according to Barry O'Farrell's priorities. Barry O'Farrell says he wants to sit down with Julia Gillard on that issue. She says she wants to sit down with him on issues generally, so there'll be a lot of tea drunk before this one's all sorted.
A lot of sitting around, Michelle. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with the Age newspaper. It's 18 to 8 on Radio National Breakfast.